Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we've been talking about getting ready to purchase a home. And one of the things that we've been driving home is that credit card debt. And there are some people like me who have a balance that we have to kind of carry for right now. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Right. We're going to talk about the best ways to do that. And the reason we're kind of focused here, Randy, is because the amount of credit that you use has a big impact on your credit score, and your credit score has a big impact on your mortgage ability. So we're still in our getting mortgage right phase, but we're kind of drilling down a little bit on what to do. So if you have a balance on your credit card or you have to carry a balance temporarily, the first thing you want to do is go find the lowest interest rate credit card that you can qualify for. You don't have to necessarily accept okay what your credit card company is doing for you. And listen, the less interest you pay, the quicker you get out of debt. So you want to look right for the lowest interest rate credit card that you're eligible for. You want to compare the APR, the annual percentage rate. You want to look at the grace period. What's the period between the time you charge something or the closing date and then when your payment has to be in? There's always a period of time there. What's the compounding rate? I mean, that's important, how they compound it. Is the interest charged from the day of the purchase or is it charged from the due date? You understand what I'm saying?
Wow, yeah, right.
There could be some days there, and that stuff adds up. The other thing is when you're looking at this new credit card or the lowest interest rate card available, be mindful of your credit utilization ratio, because you don't want to get a card where, say, you were to transfer the balance to a lower interest credit card, but your credit limit is lower and your credit utilization ratio goes up, that'll bring down your score. So be mindful of your credit utilization ratio, both in the individual account and in the aggregate for all of your credit cards. They calculate both. I know this is a lot of information in the time we have here, but I want to encourage people to go to moneysmartlife.org. Just updated the home page where I've got the Take Control Tuesday and Money Smart Life YouTube playlist, plus links on the credit card utilization ratio. And also, I still left the one up on being an authorized user. So once again, go to moneysmartlife.org to get more detailed information. But it's important that if you have a balance, that you manage it well, get the interest rate down. That means more of your payment goes to principal reduction. And that's one of the ways you get out of credit card debt.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are great strategies. So make sure that you head over to moneysmartlife.org. And we also have some archive information on that as well at takecontroltuesday.com. Mansa, thank you so much.
Thank you.